Welcome to another episode of the It's Just Shows podcast. My name is Joshua Chapman. You know my co-host Jesse Pink, Derek Small, and this is a very special episode of the It's Just Shows podcast. So as you guys know, we are in 2022, and so before we go any further and give you guys new content, we want to do something special. Derek, tell the people what we want to do.
Yes, sir, Ski. You know what it is. You know the vibes. Bing bong. So here's what we got for you, baby. You know what I'm saying? We got a recap episode. You feel me? So what this is our top moments, right, from the calendar year. So myself, Jesse, Josh, shout out Peyton, shout out D Will. We went ahead and curated our best moments, funniest moments. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them comes from you know who, you know, but we're not gonna get into that, you know. But yeah, we got all those for you, man. So definitely check these out, right? It's a good way for people who aren't in tune with the podcast, you know, to tap in with us. Definitely, these are some of the highlights for sure. And if you want to see more, right, you can always go on the YouTube page or wherever you get your podcast at.
Enjoy, y'all. Years, right? So I got on there, and you know, at first I'm doing decent, like, you know, I'm doing my little twists and turns and all that. But you know how, like, I had fell a little, right? But so I fell, and it wasn't a hard thud, but I did not know how to get back up. So so I got up. And, like, it was cool. And I took one, like, lunge. Like not one lunge, like, one step. And it kind of turned to a lunge. And, like, my pants just...
I think it was reenacting the SpongeBob episode. What? His pants twitched. What?
I continued the rest of the date limping. With my jacket tied around my waist.
It's time to go home at that point, Jesse. Yeah, ain't no more day.
We'd have had to reschedule something.
There was no.
I would have texted somebody to be like, yo, call me right now. What, mom? Okay, mom, chill out. Okay. Hey, baby, I gotta go. Like,
that's hilarious. Yeah. And his pants split. That's hilarious.
She did not let me put that there for like 2 months, bro. 2 months.
That's on a date too at that. Yeah.
It was the first date.
Yeah. That's the first wild. Date. That's wild. I ain't gonna lie. That's last date.
She said she liked that we kept going progressive with the date. She said it showed character. I said, I'm glad.
It showed character. Oh, nigga, no.
I said, because I, you know me, I'm trying to rebrand real quick. Don't try to make it funny. So I just leaned into it. But I didn't want to lean into it. I was so goddamn embarrassed. But I was like, leaning. I said, bro, just lean into it. It'll soften the blow. If I didn't do that, it probably would have been it probably been 4 months instead of 2. She was clowning my ass every day. I was like, damn it.
She must have really liked your ass to keep going on dates, because, like, other people would have been like, nah. Nah, it's okay. Oh,
again, I made it funny. If I was like, oh my God, this, then it would have been like, yeah, he a bitch. I ripped my pants. She said, oh my God, you ripped your pants. I'm like, it's cool. I'm like, fuck.
Also, this nigga Jesse was like, I hadn't ice skated in months, and for whatever reason, my brain immediately went to like young Jesse taking ice skating lessons with like a Russian coach. That is like, again, do it right.
Y'all
be just sitting there twirling like with tears.
y'all be giving me some weird origin stories, bro. I'm out here with a Russian bear wrestling.
She's like, you must move like water. You're just like, I don't want to do it.
Papa, no.
You must be strong for Mother Russia.
Jesse has some traumatic past that has to deal with like ice skating.
You say the word skate, that's when I just ready on command.
You quit a soldier.
This nigga hates the Winter Olympics, bro.
I turn my boy when the Winter Olympics come around, I'll be like, I have hate in my heart.
Oh man, he would have been a hell of a hockey player, though.
Would have been a hell of a hockey player.
Jesse was definitely fighting animals as a younger kid. That whole like, if you see me in the forest with a grizzly bear, help the bear.
Hide the bear.
That's Jesse's origin story.
That's Jesse.
That's literally his origin story.
You know, I just love.
That's how the math works. That's how math works. I go to sleep at 2. I wake up at 11. Simple.
Oh my goodness, man.
Yeah. No. My Sunday's been pretty good, man. Just chilling.
What's the perfect Sunday?
That's a good question.
I feel like you have to order in breakfast, or if you just have the stuff at home, you can of course make it yourself, but really it starts off with a good breakfast, I would think.
No, all right, since you're going there, what's your perfect Sunday? What time you get up? What you make for your breakfast? Oh, and then we throw this in too. What season also makes your perfect Sunday?
Probably fall, like what we're in right now. Like definitely
bad
fall.
Boy shit.
And then obviously like a good breakfast and stuff. And then
what's the breakfast, nigga? Like, give me the details. We need the receipts.
Well, you know, I'm a you know, ambassador for Arby's, so you know, we need the meats. So, you know, you gotta have bacon,
breakfast, you know,
sausage. Breakfast BLT.
So you just wake up in the morning eating meat, nigga? That's wild.
You know what? This is why I didn't want to answer the question.
No judgment over here, bro. That's the first thing you do. You don't brush your teeth. It's just meat.
You didn't even let me finish.
Homeboy. Nah, player. You went straight to the meats.
This nigga said eggs, bacon, grits, sausage.
You need an entree. Like, bacon.
The meat.
Bacon, sausage, probably eggs, and probably some hash browns.
That's what's up.
Don't know if you need potatoes with all that other stuff, so I probably not make potatoes, but yeah, that. And then if it's some sports, you know, fall usually has a lot of sports going on, so you know, watching a game or something.
Yeah. You in your diaper Danny bag, I feel you.
Now there's no good college basketball games on today. It's mostly NFL, so
yeah,
you could have just stopped that sentence at good college basketball games.
Hey, good man. College.
There have been some pretty good games so far, so I stand by my statement.
Yeah. Sure, man. Theoretically. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the evening, bro? How's the evening? How's the evening into you winding down?
Honestly, bro, the perfect Sunday for me would just be a relaxing Sunday where I'm not doing too much. So, like, movies, watching something on HBO Max, maybe a TV show. Really just chilling, bro. Not having to do too much. And then what would make the Sunday even better is if I don't have to work on Monday.
Ah, man.
That would make it even better.
Right.
Yeah.
Derek be tucked into the couch watching TV.
That boy be watching Insecure.
I'd be on my clickbait. My clickbait bag.
Boy be watching Insecure. Just like
a glass of rosé.
A glass of rosé. He just got through taking a bubble bath, bro. He fancy.
Now we all know that's you. You trying to deflect on me like you don't be taking bubble bath.
Oh, the audience know I do, bro. But they didn't know Mr. Meat Man be doing that too. That's,
so now I'm Mr. Meat Man.
Mr. Meat Man?
Hey, I might switch out one of them nicknames, homie. I ain't going.
Don't call me Mr. Meat Man. I swear to God.
AKA D Small. AKA Mr. Meat Man.
I do not need that name in the streets following me. Not
at all. What like the spring or summer and you start dancing, we could just say Dougie D, but like right now it's Meat Man.
Summertime Derek is definitely Dougie
Summertime
D.
Derek is a vibe.
If
y'all,
you've never seen me in my Dougie D bag, Dougie D, you're missing out.
Crazy.
I'd be going crazy.
Yeah. What about
back,
you?
Back when we weren't in a pandemic.
Mr. Meat Man, I like. There you go. I ain't gonna hold you.
Triple M in the building.
Look what you started, Jesse.
Meat Man.
Big, hey, everybody that want to see this podcast, drop an M in the chat. Drop all the M's in the.
And then, because that was when Brock.
That's when Brock like came out very last minute. Out.
Oh, the one with yeah. That was a decent one.
And then I think another one, just because it was kind of my introduction. It's like a kind of throwback, but like the very first match that like I watched to kind of I guess get back into like having an interest in wrestling was that Fatal 4-Way match with just four just huge like wrestlers, like they're just all just huge people.
It was Strowman, Samoa Joe, Brock, and Roman. And Roman is the smallest person in that match at like 265. Like
it was just literally just a huge collision. Just four
big meaty men bumping meats.
That's a lot.
Shout out to Biggie.
I'm probably missing a whole lot more, but like those are two that come to mind for me. Especially since Jesse already said the WrestleMania one, that's also up there for me as well, for various reasons.
Y'all are so damn.
I keep a stack. I probably beat out today if I could.
Hey, bro. Hey, okay, I didn't say that. You said that. I didn't say that.
That is not making the social media. I know that much. Peyton, no.
Let's make the record clear. I, Derek Small Jr., did not say that.
The views of Jesse Pink does not represent the It's Just Jokes podcast.
Now wait till we get off this. Now wait till we get off this show.
No. You were isolated in this, sir.
I am not isolated in this. I know, damn it, y'all would do the same.
No.
Also, though, another mention. I don't know if it was my favorite, but I had like probably the funniest reaction Josh has ever seen. Like when it comes to like me having watched like wrestling matches, was that one with who was it? Brock and Randy Orton. Yeah.
Oh,
when Brock
SummerSlam 2016. Yeah,
he was just killing Randy, bro. And like at one point, Randy started bleeding. I looked at him. I was like, "Bro, stop!" I was like, "Like he can hear me." I was like, "Bro, stop hitting him. He's done. You good?"
Hey, isn't that when? Isn't that the match that Chris Jericho?
Yeah, he said he was almost going to fight Brock Lesnar.
Yeah,
because he didn't know that was like. So Brock was supposed to win, and he was supposed to win like that, but he just cut too deep into Randy's head.
Yeah,
and so like they just kept going, like he kept it up, like he was supposed to cut him open, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. And so everybody backstage was like, "Did Brock just take things into his own hands? Because like he can't, he's Brock Lesnar. Like anybody gonna like step to him?" And that's when Republican Chris Jericho was like, "Not today, sir." Like that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, just that image.
Derek almost cried. I swear to God, like
that image of him just like beating the life out of Randy Orton. It was just like, I was like, "Bro, what's to you? Like, why are you beating the living?"
He said, "Bro, what is you on right now?"
I was very concerned for Randy. I was very concerned.
Oh man, we watched a lot of wrestling. I think an underrated favorite that I remember all of us watching together was it was Buddy Murphy versus Aleister Black. Cause I was like, oh, this is like Jesse versus Jesse, and that like Aleister Black just like kicks people. He has like all these different fighting styles, and like Buddy Murphy is what Jesse is gonna look like once he finishes his cut. Like he's just gonna be like, whew, like that sort of thing. It was a really underrated, great match. I think cool. It was at Extreme Rules. It was good. You reacted very well to right. it. I remember this.
It was compared to the other matches we had, it was decent.
Yeah. I think my favorite that we ever watched together. Oh man, there's so many. I think it's the AJ Styles and Brock Lesnar match at Survivor
Series. That was a good one. That was a really good
one. But we watched a lot of like really good wrestling together. So
that was a really good one.
Yeah. I'm very excited to go to Royal Rumble with you guys.
Man, see Sasha Banks live. Man. Like that, sponsored by Value, get you some. Oh, okay.
Well, damn.
What you doing? You sit on the couch all day. You're not doing nothing. Get it together.
You let anybody talk to you any type of way. You was a bitch.
You were just gonna let them do that to you, Jesse? I'm like, bro, why are you attacking me?
Hell no.
How we doing this week? Even though it's, what, Monday? Is today Monday?
I think it's Tuesday.
Oh, I can't tell time no more.
Man's woke up, didn't look at his calendar. he was just free in the day. He was just like, you know what? I'm gonna say whatever day it is. It's Wednesday to me.
You just gotta mumble the first part and just say day at the end, and it's good.
I'm like, I'm feeling like a Thursday today. I don't care.
I'm good, man. I'm on spring break, you know what I'm saying? As y'all can see, this isn't my, usual,
cave
background. Cave is pretty accurate, too.
He doesn't also look as good as he does now, That's what money does for you kids. So.
Yeah, so I'm in Chicago just kicking it.
You're where exactly?
What was that?
Chicagoland area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Flossmoor, to be specific.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. I thought a goofy nigga said something.
Period.
Jesus.
I'm doing pretty good at my dad's house this week. So you know the vibes.
I know the vibes. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you don't know Jesse, but you know.
You have to have a dad to know the vibes. That was my one get in. That was my one get in. I'm sorry. I saw an opportunity. I saw, look. I just monitored your notes like this. I was like,
Oh my God.
I feel like that was like, I already like pushed him out of bounds and you were like, nah, fuck that. And like tackled him anyway.
Just tackle me.
That was implied. You were like, no, fuck that.
Oh my God. Yeah, so I didn't have a consistent father, but now I'm doing the book ending and I'm being a consistent father. So that's good. But my day has been I've been doing good. It's Tuesday, so far so good.
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know where else to go from here. I didn't even know it was Tuesday.
So this is something today. I was talking to Derek about earlier. So you're familiar with the cocaine bear, right, Justin?
Yes.
Okay, so for those that don't know, very long story short, it was a bear that, like, there's a cocaine drop in the middle of somewhere. I don't remember where, but a bear got to it, and it's, like, kilos of coke, like keys on keys on keys, and he was eating it, and, like, his heart collapsed because it's a bear on cocaine. But for, like, the 2 or 3 hours that it was alive on cocaine, it was probably the most dangerous thing to have ever walked the face of the planet, right? Like an 800-pound bear on cocaine is just some of the scariest shit. My question to you guys, what are the other animals you would be terrified of if they were coked out of their mind?
A rhino, an elephant.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about a rhino.
A rhino, an elephant, a cheetah, a lion.
Wait, hold on. Okay. Explain the cheetah.
The cheetah? Well,
It's really simple, really, if you think about it. If Derrick Jackson was on coke, he would be even more dangerous.
You know what, sir?
Everybody in the stadium just stands up and starts clapping. It's just
like, I did not see that coming.
I did not, bro. I'm see, like, oh.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. A lion wouldn't cheat, but I bet a tiger would.
Boo. Boo.
But no, I think a cheetah would. I mean,
I'm solid. I'm solid, bro.
Remember, kids, always stretch after working out.
Please.
Or else you'll end up like Josh. God damn it! God damn it!
Yo, someone tell this story, please, because it's too traumatic.
Oh, fuck
for
me, man. Fuck me.
That's not how I sound.
Nigga said you sound like a nerd.
Yeah, fuck me, man.
I mean, it's your story, bro. You gotta tell it.
No, it's too traumatic for me. All right,
nah, bro, live your truth.
Like I said, let's start a dialogue.
What happened on that fateful day?
You know what, Jesse? I'm so sick of you, bro. We went out to brunch last week for our little sister Rebecca, and like literally, as I'm walking out of the car, like both of my quads like completely cramped up, and god damn it, y'all can laugh, it's fine, like they you don't have to mute yourself, it's okay.
bro at one point Josh is gonna mute him, but bro, when he said he can see his like thigh muscles like shaking and stuff, he said his shit was like I mean, yeah. his shit was in there crumping. breathe out.
when he bent over, was like, fuck, oh, fuck me. I was like, oh my God.
No, I told him, whenever somebody gets to that point of like past yelling, just like, oh, fuck me, man. Like, you know they're really in pain. Like,
dog, I was in so much pain. Like, so like I stood up because I drove and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, oh, my quads are starting to cramp. It's fine, cool, whatever. I took two more steps. I was like, oh no, this is not gonna be fine. This is not whatever. Like it was like the worst Charlie horse, but it's on the front side of my legs.
Bro, he went, no, it's my right quad. Yeah, it's the one I drove with. He said, fuck, it's in both legs. That's when I lost it. I said, oh my God.
Oh,
Hans was trying to pay the parking meter. He was like, somebody else do it. he was just so distressed.
I can't walk.
it was a lot going on in that moment.
Literally, I was like sitting, like I was almost in like a wall sit on like some random apartment building or whatever. Cause that's the only type of, cause if I went vertical, it's like, nope, you fucking thought, nigga. Like,
oh,
no, nah, literally. And then I had to I limped over to my car and like just laid out in the back seat. And that's when I actually like looked at my legs for the first time. And you could see like the cramps forming throughout. I had jeans and like tights on. And like you could still see, like, yes, you could see them like forming. And I was like, this is not.
He said this shit was crumping on his jeans.
It was crumping, bro.
Shit was awful.
Shit was awful. Trying to win the breakdance competition of the year. This shit was going crazy.
It's fucking quads had a heartbeat, dog. I got scared for him.
Man. I appreciate y'all because y'all were laughing, but then also like, hey, we don't need to go to brunch that badly. Like, it's okay. Like, you can take your time, bro. Okay,
exactly. Y'all. Like, we would have just sat there because, like, if you can't walk, ain't nothing we can do. Like, you can't get up and walk. So it's like, hey.
What you gonna do? 90% of all activities require standing. What you gonna do? Okay, since we're talking about this brunch, confession time. If we're gonna keep it a buck, that brunch went better than I expected it to go.
I'm fucking. Woo, boy. That was a lot of fun. A lot of great memories. As always, y'all, make sure you like, share, and subscribe on our Twitter and our Instagram page. Make sure you also like, share, and subscribe and content on our Facebook page, too. Also, y'all, please, 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 please subscribe to our YouTube channel. We are trying so much to grow that. We are trying so much to introduce new people to our YouTube channel. And we're hoping that for this this special episode that we have, that you also introduce new fans and new followers to our YouTube channel, too. So as always, for myself, for Josh, and Derek Smalls, we love y'all. Happy New Year. And we see y'all next week because we got a new episode coming soon. Bye.
We out.
Peace out, y'all. Bye.
This Too Hot, Scorpio.